Oh, we're a gaggle of grannies, urging you off of your fannies. We're raising our voice. We want a new choice. No more war.
Today on Wings, the Raging Grannies, international movement, having fun, raising heck, and demanding real change for the good of all.
There's a river of birds in my grave.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Two of the earliest members of the Raging Grannies, Fran Thoburn and Allison Acker, talked with producer Jenna Juniper G on their 25th anniversary in 2012 in Victoria, B.C., Canada.
Victoria, B.C. is the original group that started this international phenomenon known as the Raging Grannies. Fran, you are one of the founding members.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have a philosophy that you all follow?
The basic philosophy of the Raging Grannies is we are extremely, extremely concerned that there be a healthy planet for all grandchildren to live on, and to grow up on, and to have good lives.
Well, Allison, when did you join the Raging Grannies?
I joined in 1989. I was living in Toronto and I was going to retire. And I heard about these women who were acting up in Victoria, and that was one of the reasons I came up west.
Awesome.
Because I'd been working a lot with refugees and all the concerns about Central America and Chile, and everything was so serious. And this sounded as though there would be people that were actually enjoying what they were doing, instead of feeling they got to do something.
Well, I really think that's a really important philosophy in avoiding burnout for activists.
Yeah.
In looking back over the years, do you see the Raging Grannies activist role changing since you first became involved?
Yeah, I think so. We really started with concern about nuclear arms, and we've spread so widely that sometimes we've had to rein in. Our issues really are primarily the environment, then peace, and then social justice.
I also understand that you've been anti-nuclear all these years as well.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's really how we began.
The very first Raging Granny action was a street theater response to the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster. Dressed up in lab coats and carrying makeshift Geiger counters, they tested for nuclear contamination in water puddles around the Victoria area. At that time, they called themselves NERT, the Nuclear Energy Response Team. Soon after, they emerged as the Raging Grannies. Their witty songs and theatrics reflected outrage at government inaction on nuclear issues. One such issue was the incursion of U.S. nuclear war vessels into Canadian waters.
We launched our navy in the fountain with the smallest grannies sitting in our little boat. And then we would go out in our kayaks and canoes and have long-distance arguments with the U.S. sailors who eventually resorted to water hosing us, which was very bad for our boas.
Boas, bonnets, and granny gowns. These are some of the basic accessories of all Raging Grannies public performances. Grannies talked about the value of this at a recent unconvention.
It's very important to do the equivalent of PR for the peace movement and the social justice movement by putting a friendly, humorous, non-threatening face on the issues that we are militant about.
I needed to do something. I was angry. I was upset. I was frightened after 9/11, and I found some women who had formed a Raging Granny gaggle through my Unitarian Church. I didn't even know they dressed up in costume, which is one of my favorite things, so that was just a bonus. But I went to a rehearsal, and the rest is history.
I first saw the grannies when I was at a demonstration when Bush was coming during the last convention. All the rest of us are just standing there with their signs, you know. But there was this bunch of old ladies singing songs and having a wonderful time. And so So they were doing the things that I was committed to do, but having a really good time doing it too. So I was very attracted to them, and I was invited to join them, and I did.
Oh, we're a gaggle of grannies, urging you off of your fannies. We're raising our voice. We want a new choice. No more war with all the money they're spent.
I like writing songs. I never wrote songs until I became a granny.
Allison is our chief songwriter, fortunately, because she has a wonderful way with words.
Our songs always have a punch. We don't whine and preach. We try to be very serious in our message, but our way of getting the message across tries to use humor or some way of making it interesting and getting to the public. We can get across to people. And we've had exciting times.
One of the best times was when we got very upset that they were going to increase the health care costs to those people who, you know, needed health care, to you and me, and especially to the low-income people. And so we infiltrated the legislature by going up to the gallery to hear the 15-minute question period. And just as it was ending, there would be two grannies in this section of the gallery, two somewhere else and two somewhere else. And we, the first two, stood up and yelled, "Health care for all." And then the police or the guards rushed to get us. And another two stood up and yelled the same thing. And so the guards then, they didn't know what to do. It was like popcorn happening all over the gallery. Eventually we were arrested and strong-armed. Not really. They were very gentle. Well, in a way, they were very firm, but they didn't knock us over. And they got us down to a room, and they arrested us and fingerprinted us, and we were outlawed from ever going back into the legislature unless we went individually to apologize and promise never, ever, ever to do something like that again to the sergeant at arms, which, of course, we wouldn't do. No.
That sounds very creative.
Well, the main thing is to get the message across, and we knew that it's not just the people in the legislature, it's those outside the legislature we need to reach. So we often will work through the press, and we know that the legislature, the question period is well covered. So we appeared in the Sun, the Vancouver Sun, as well as in the Victoria newspapers. But before we let them take our pictures after we were released, we made them promise that they not just have us as funny little old grannies, but rather to get our message across, which was health care must be available to everyone.
Listen up.
We'll tell you what we want from healthcare if you lend an ear. Universality. We want everything covered so we don't have to fear. Comprehensive care. We need to hand services fairly close to home. Accessible when needed without taking a loan. Have our healthcare portable across the nation. Public administration.
Raging grannies all over the world make up their own song lyrics to sing at specific demonstrations. You just heard Edmonton, Alberta grannies on healthcare. The next song is from a huge rally where raging grannies threw their support behind Occupy Washington, D.C.
For them today.
This next ditty was sung by members of the Raging Grannies Action League in Menlo Park, California.
Uno, dos, tres!
We've always tackled social issues, social security, welfare, gay rights, minimum wage, equal pay for women. The Peterborough Grannies do this to a stripper tune. Oh, women of the world, let us throw off our chains. Let us have a taste of economic gains. Oh, housework done for pay. Third world debt canceled today. Celebrate the women who are in your life. Mother, sister, granny, auntie, daughter, wife. Oh, I always knew what we women could do.
The Enbridge pipeline is a huge issue in Western Canada. Environmentalists, Native First Nations peoples, and coastal communities who depend on fishing and tourism are up in arms over the prospect of oil from the Alberta tar sands being transported across the land and water, putting the environment severely at risk. The Raging Grannies add their voices to the resistance against this massive project.
Everyone knows oil and water don't mix. When there's an oil spill, there is no quick fix. The obvious conclusion to prevention foremost, to keep those crude dudes away from our coast. Our beautiful harbor has an oil port, a potential catastrophe we should abort. Without any discussion or decent process, Kinder Morgan's arrival risks a black mess. Oil and water don't mix. Join us and say nix.
The Raging Grannies held their biannual unconvention in Victoria, B.C. in August 2012 in honor of their 25th year celebration. Allison and Fran were among the planners.
The unconvention we're having is concentrated on the environment. It's going to be the green unconvention.
Ah.
And Fran can tell you more about it. She's our goddess of green.
That's because I take the bus and ride a bicycle.
Way to go.
Yeah, well, it is the way to go. It's one good way to go. So this unconvention is happening at the University of Victoria. But we've told them that absolutely no paper napkins. Everybody's going to either bring their own napkin, or we will issue them a napkin, a cloth napkin. They will put their names on it, and they will be responsible for that. And so that touch is kind of the theme that will happen throughout the conference.
We also have prizes for the grannies who've come the greenest way. So there are four Seattle grannies that are cycling all the way to Victoria. They will have to use a boat to get across, but when they arrive on the Tuesday, they set off Wednesday morning to cycle all the way up to UVic as well. So we were rather hoping that someone would paddle over, but who knows?
Anything's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Allison and Fran from Victoria, B.C., discussing the 2012 Raging Granny Unconvention. The unconventions are held each time in a different location. Selecting a venue where everyone can attend can be a problem.
We just had our unconvention, which was held by Detroit, but because so many Canadian grannies had been arrested, they couldn't cross the border, so we had it in Windsor.
That was one of several Raging Grannies featured in a video on the website raginggrannies.org. Here's more.
I had a grand time at the convention. The unconvention was outrageous and fabulous.
Granny spirits were lifted, and in being together, we encourage each other to continue this struggle.
For me, it was soul food.
I just get such joy out of being with so many women who are committed, passionate, funny, creative.
I think it's really interesting seeing what other gaggles do and where their emphasis is, because they're all very different. Some concentrate, for instance, on health, and some concentrate on lesbian issues, this sort of thing, and not all of them are as wild as we are, I don't think.
Well, some of them are pretty wild, too, yeah. But we hear about these things, and we do see a lot of stuff on the YouTube. If you put in Raging Grannies on the YouTube, you'll get a lot you'll see the variety. We're women from all over, and we've lived long lives. We've lived, many of us, creative lives, or maybe not creative lives, but it certainly has sparked something important in older women to be able to go out in the street and say what they really think.
Exactly. Well, how important is that?
What grannies are doing these days is they're getting arrested for going into recruiting stations. The tactic is, you go to a recruiting station, you sing the songs, "We'll follow our conscience, whatever it tells us to, even if we must say, take me instead today. Oh, we're loving our grandkids far, far too much to stay, safe on our rocking chairs out of the way." You sit down, and you refuse to leave. You tell them that you want to enlist instead of a young person, and you want to go to Afghanistan, and you want them to send you. Now, you know that they aren't going to send you, especially if you're 90 and blind and you have a walker. The idea of dressing quaintly is also to make it look much worse if they're trying to drag you off. You know, you're a little sweet lady.
There are many ways of running a Raging Granny gaggle. According to Fran and Allison, two grannies from the very first group back in Victoria, B.C., here's how the Victoria group works.
We start every meeting with what we call a go-round, which we keep very short, unless anybody is desperately sick. But it's not a time for whining and complaining. It's just, well, okay, see, you're out of hospital, next, you know, because we want to get on with actions and doing things. Mm-hmm. We're a great support to each other. But in fact, as we're growing older, we find this is becoming even more necessary as we get some of our members in the 90s. But we do try to stay on our real concerns and our messages and why we are grannies. So we have to be more than a support group.
Very fortunately, each group is totally autonomous. Otherwise, it would just be a nightmare. We're not good on, our group is not good on details. Some groups are, they write down rules and all that stuff. We don't bother. I mean, come on, we're too busy. And each group being autonomous means that we don't have to bother with each other. However, we do communicate, and we do constantly, we share songs and so on.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, but it works so much better than you don't have the rules. There are no rules at all. You don't have to be a grandmother. There is no age limit, low or upper. We have grannies from their 50s and up to late 90s, too.
And when we got started, there were a couple of grannies in their 30s. We just happened to be a group of women who thought that using the granny persona might be better than using pretend testers of nuclear radiation, which we used to do downtown in Victoria, before we morphed into the Raging Grannies.
So if there were, you know, aspiring grannies out there, how would they contact the Raging Grannies to find out more or start their own group? Do you have a web page?
Well, you know, yeah, sure, they can contact us, but why? I mean, they know who their friends are, and if they don't have friends, put an ad in the paper. Start your own group. Just get out there. The more groups, the better, because each group goes into different areas of a society and different areas of the continent, and spread the word and empower others. The biggest thing we do, actually, is empower others. So if you want to start a group, just go right ahead. Help yourself. But remember, the overriding thing is that we're here to save the world for the all grandchildren. We're not a selective group. We want to be inclusive in terms of who we affect with our actions. Anyone can be a raging granny is our attitude. And when men say, well, can I, you know, what about us? And we say, well, yeah, what about you? What are you doing? Why don't you start your own group? Well, you know, well, can't we horn in on your group? I don't think so, is what we answer. I think you need to, you know, you You're not a woman. Now just go get your own group going. Quit riding on our skirts.
Feminism is a raging granny concern. And here's a song the Vancouver grannies sang to inaugurate a large urban project called Women Transforming Cities.
Where are women in the planning of the cities of our land? Where are our contributions of the things we understand? If we had been included as urban life was built, how would they have been planned? In the busy life of cities, where we hidden in our homes, where we cooking, cleaning, caring, where we taking out the bones, were we sorting, shopping, pleasing, raising children on the fly, let's make our presence known. What will our cities look like when we build for women and girls? How will they be so different from our wisdom, what the pearls? Working, playing, loving, living, ways to grow and learn. How will our cities look? In cities we see safety for all within their realm. Everyone with housing, more women sharing the helm. A place for laughing, living, growing, green space, clean water, clean air. Freedom here for all. Where are women in the cities? Where are women in the cities? Where are women in the cities? Let's make our voices heard.
The voices of the Raging Grannies are being heard all over the world. They've been the subject of films from Quebec and California. Their songbooks have been published, and there's also a scholarly history by Carol Roy, who has a master's degree in women's studies and a PhD in adult education.
My interest in the grannies was sparked because I had friends when I was living in Victoria who became the first Raging Grannies. I was forever amazed at the imagination they had for songs and action. So I felt that I should record the history of the beginning group because it could be part of the record of women's collective resistance. As I started to talk to Raging Grannies across the country, I realized that they were not only followers, they had really understood the spunky spirit, the spirit of strength and resistance and kindness and creativity that inspired the first grannies. One of the motivation for me also was that when I looked in the literature, the portrayal of older women as often medical cases, social burdens, little old lady to be dismissed, none of the stereotype fit with my experience of older women. I think the Raging Grannies were able to use their age in a way that was very new. And they were able to put themselves out there as people with lots of wisdom, lots of experience, and the intelligence to analyze current events. This is a generation of women that has covered many important events of the 20th century. So I think their thoughts about various current issues is really important. That's how the book came to be.
Carol Roy, author of the book, Raging Grannies, Wild Hats, Cheeky Songs, and Witty Actions for a Better World, published in 2004.
When grandmothers squawk, we do much more than talk, 'cause there's so much work to be done. There's a question of health versus oil tankers' wealth, while the tar sands pollute with every ton. Our leaders, of course, show no shame or remorse while enjoying the profits from oil. So we'll bitch, rage, and roar even more, 'cause our future is not theirs to spoil. They think that the tar sands are good for trade, but they mention the damage at all. It will look pretty soon as barren as a moon, and the whole world will be appalled. Politicians, my They must work on behalf of us all. So we'll bitch, rage, and roar even more until corporate greed takes a fall.
You've been listening to a documentary about the Raging Grannies, produced for Wings by Jana Juniper G. There are at least 60 Raging Granny Gaggles across Canada today. Raging Granny Gaggles have also emerged in Australia, Israel, Japan, Greece, the United Kingdom, and throughout the U.S. For more information about the Raging Grannies, visit their website, www.raginggrannies.org, or just do a web search for Raging Grannies.
In 2017, the Canadian Museum of Human Rights honored 30 years of activism by the Raging Grannies movement with an exhibit lauding the Grannies' use of humor and performance to work for change. The Victoria chapter that began it all wrote this new song to perform at the exhibit opening in Winnipeg.
They're putting us in a museum. Maybe we're starting to rust. Or maybe it's time to get nasty before we start turning to dust. Raging grannies didn't get famous by being meek, so don't go thinking we're cute and some kind of unique. We grannies have stripped off our knickers. We grannies have gone off to jail. We grannies have come here to Winnipeg. You may have to put up our bail.
The 2020 Unconvention was cancelled by COVID, but Raging Granny Solidarity goes on. Victoria Granny sang this for the Texas Sisters.
The yellow rose of Texas is drooping on the vine because the state of Texas is committing a great crime. Texas thinks that women are inferior by design. Texas needs to bring itself into the modern time. There's a nasty law in Texas that has women in its sights. Again, it's time to stand up and fight for women's rights. They seem to have forgotten to be pregnant needs a sperm. Why not get the snip now, so men can take a turn? They have songs about their Clementine and sing of Rosalie, while women's rights in Texas are lynched from the old oak tree. We grannies here in Canada are fed up and we're through.
To hear this and other Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org. Or visit our page at facebook.com/wingsradio. Our thanks go to all who have supported radio content by and about women around the world. Among them, your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, author of many books including The Gift in the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings co-founder and series producer Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.